The Guardian.
The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb.
Legend of the Almond Trees. This is the Algarve, a part of Portugal that sits between the mountains and the sea. There are wonderful beaches, groves of orange and lemon trees, and white houses nestling on the rolling hillsides. But did you notice the almond trees? This is the story of how they first came to be here many centuries ago. Back in those days, the place was called Algarve, and it was ruled by the young prince Ibrahim from his palace in Silves, a historical city which you can still visit to this day. He was a handsome man with a moustache that curled at either end and who really seemed to have everything, even a genie. He wore silk slippers every day of his life. He had even found his beloved, a princess called Gilda, who was gorgeous with long silvery hair that glimmered green like the northern lights. The prince imagined they were about to live happily ever after. However, there was a big problem. The princess had come in a ship all the way from Norway in the far distant frozen north. It was a very different place to Portugal. Prince Ibrahim couldn't get his head round the differences at all, no matter how she explained it. As weeks and months went by, she seemed to grow paler and sadder. She looked at the golden sands of Algarve and simply tottered in dismay. She stared at the azure seas with a heartfelt sigh. The balmy breezes made her irritable, and the blazing sun brought her out in a heat rash.
"Oh, I hate it here!"
Gilda burst out at last.
"Why can't it be more like Norway?"
The prince was aghast to find she was so unhappy.
"Oh, what can I do? What can I change?"
His kingdom of Algarve was perfect in his eyes. He couldn't believe she didn't feel the same. She grew quite miserable.
"I want blizzards and frosty mornings and Christmas and glaciers and everything."
The prince was rich and powerful, and he would do anything for his Gilda. But what could he do about this? He went to speak to the princess's personal physician, who had travelled with her all the way from the north. He was a great big bear of a man who didn't like the heat either and sympathised greatly with Gilda. In his heart, he pined for the snowy lands and supposed that he'd never see them again, now that they were settled in this southern sultry country.
"I would buy anything, change anything, do anything for my beloved," cried Prince Ibrahim. "Tell me what I must do. What does she miss most about her homeland?"
"She just says everything when I ask her," said the physician, shaking his head.
"But what about you?" said the prince. "You come from the same strange country. What do you miss, physician?"
The physician smiled fondly.
"Reindeer," he said.
It took some minutes to explain to the prince exactly what reindeer were. He rushed to his genie to ask him to magically transform his stable full of Arabian horses into reindeer.
"No," said the genie snappily. "My magic is on the blink."
So the prince had to do the best he could with what came to hand. He had his servants gather up a whole lot of twigs from the orange groves, and these they tied to the ears of the Arabian horses and tried their best to make them look like antlers. They didn't very much, and the horses weren't very pleased with this arrangement at all.
"There! Reindeer!" announced the prince.
The Norwegian physician didn't look too impressed, and neither, unfortunately, did the princess, who burst into tears at the sight of the pathetic reindeer with their antlers hanging down.
"Oh, dear, what else can I do?"
asked the prince. The physician thought hard.
"What about snowmen?"
After he had explained what snowmen were, the prince quickly summoned the many seamstresses of Algarb and bought all of the ermine fur that could be found in this entire kingdom. He made the ladies stay up all night, running up onesies in white fur. And when they were finished, he made the servants dress up. They were extremely hot. Still, they had to do what their master commanded, of course. They stood sweating as the prince called his beloved down to the courtyard.
"Look! Snowmen!"
he proclaimed. She took one look at these furry monstrosities, burst into tears, and ran away. By now, the prince was becoming desperate.
"What else do you have that's so special in your Norway?"
The physician clicked his fingers. "Why, snow!" he yelled.
"The thing that would remind her of home the most and make her happiest of all would be if you could make it snow here in Algarb, Your Excellency."
The prince looked at him in disbelief. "Don't you think I've already thought of that? But my genie's magic is on the blink, and even if he could make it snow, it surely would melt in an instant."
"But, Excellency, I have a plan," said the physician, "and it might just work. On our journey from the north, we stopped in many lands before we came to Algarb, and in one I discovered the most wonderful trees, the tree of the almond."
I've never heard of these trees," mused the prince. "Tell me more."
"We must fill all of Algarb with almond trees, Excellency. We need hundreds of them, and they must be planted all around the palace and the city of Silves and all the hillsides hereabouts."
The prince was mystified.
"And what will we do with that many almonds?"
"It isn't the nuts we need," said the physician. "No, what I'm thinking of is something else, but it will be very expensive and difficult and will involve lots of hard work carrying and planting the trees and watering them every day. It will involve much effort and expense."
Prince Ibrahim snapped his fingers. "Ah, a piffle, if it will only make my Gilda glad at heart. But are you sure it will work?"
"Oh, yes," said the physician.
All of the palace servants were put to work, and many of the kingdom's other subjects too. Almond trees were sourced from many lands and brought to Algarb. The prince watched as they were planted in every available patch of earth.
"Just wait till spring, Your Excellency," said the physician.
Prince Ibrahim was quite impatient, and his beloved grew more miserable and cantankerous with every day. When Christmas came, Ibrahim brought out once more the rubbish reindeer and the terrifying snowmen, but none of it amused her. Yet eventually, the spring came, and when it did,
the physician threw his hands in the air and laughed joyously. "It's here, Your Excellency!"
He ran through the palace, waking everyone up.
"What? What? What?"
cried the prince, jumping out of bed and running to the window. The almond trees had all burst into white blossom.
"See?" beamed the physician. "The blossom is the most brilliant, frothy, foamy, wonderful white. It's like candy floss. It's like frothing cream. It's like icy white, fabulous snow." "Is it really?" echoed the prince excitedly. "Is that what it looks like?"
Every almond tree had woken up at the very same time. The palace, the city, and every hill in Algarb was alive with fragile blossom, stirring and glimmering brightly.
"Like sugar!" the prince howled. "Like silk! Like cream!"
Princess Gilda got out of bed and pulled on her dressing gown and went to the balcony to see what all the fuss was about. What she saw then made her eyes pop out and her heart light up with joy.
"It's snowing," she cried.
And as a flurry of light breezes rushed through the whole of Algarb, stirring the almond blossom and shaking the branches so that it floated away and coated the hillsides, white flowers carpeted the kingdom so softly and beautifully that Gilda could hardly wait to rush out and walk in it all. It was enough like Norway for the Princess Gilda to feel like she was at home for the rest of her days, and so she and her prince could live happily ever after. And every spring since then, there has been snow in the Algarve.
The Travel Folk Tales for Kids series is supported by Airbnb. Where will your imagination take you? Search fairy tale family homes anywhere in the world at airbnb.com and get inspired for your next family adventure.
The Guardian.